You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast. Nobody takes me seriously anyway. Nobody's trying to hear what I got to say. They could try and pull me down, but my feet stay off the ground. And I face them down on my own terms. Comes as a shock, no they'll never learn. I can see them costing it, but they ain't got me caught again. Take my leave from the one who cares. She had my back till she wasn't there. Doesn't matter who I tell, they got me boxed up on sale.
That is Lips, remixed by the mighty DJ Sweat. That track is Heave Ho. And on the line, we have got Fen and Steph from Lips. Kia ora koutoua, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, thank you for having us.
Oh, such a pleasure and very exciting. You guys are the artistic directors behind the Silver Scroll Awards this year, which is happening next week. This is a pretty special job that you've got. What does it actually entail?
Oh man, it's such a massive honour. So basically, for your listeners who've not seen the Silver Scrolls, what happens is there are five finalists for the Silver Scroll Awards, which is the Song of the Year. There's also a Mile High Award for Best Song in Te Reo. There's a Contemporary Classical Award. Fen, what am I missing here?
The Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame.
Nice.
And basically, for all of those nominees, there's a performance of each of those of those nominated songs.
So cool.
Yeah, and so instead of getting the original artists to perform their song, we get to choose other artists to perform the songs. So different artists, thereby highlighting the song itself. So the award is really all about the craft of the songwriting and really being able to hear those songs almost isolated from the recording. So you really get it inside the nuts and bolts of the song and songwriting itself. So our job has been, it's the best job in the world.
So fun. You get to like do the ultimate pairings of be like, oh, who do I want to hear make a version of this track and how do I want to see it kind of come about? What I mean, obviously keep your secrets for next week. We don't want any spoilers.
Exactly. We can talk about basically nothing.
Yeah.
What are your questions?
But I do want to know what's been your approach? How have you kind of tackled this? Because there's some really incredible songs this year. I mean, even just looking at the scroll itself, you've got Don't Go Back by Mark Marlon Williams, expert in a dying field by the Beths. Friday night at the liquor store from Avondale Bowling Club, Layla from UMO and The Crab Water Baby by Tiny Ruins. Those are some pretty hefty songs. And then, you know, you've got to jump across genre, across language. There's a really quite broad selection of things you have to consider. What's been your approach for this?
Well, one of the greatest things about the Silver Scroll Awards is it has this way of giving you something that's delightfully unexpected. And that's we have 1,000% tried to continue with that tradition. We've really tried to put a bit of theatre into it, because that's something that we love as a band. And so we want it to be really entertaining and delightful for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then just working with contrast, I think. You know, just trying to make sure that you're definitely hearing the song in a different way.
Yeah,
because you're right. They're such brilliant songs. Yeah, amazing.
It's a really exciting part of the thing. And it's always, you know, there's always a lot of discussion about it. I think a lot of people will, when they think about the Silver Scrolls, one of the ones that always pops to mind for me is when Ron Gallipoli did Lord's Greenlight, which I loved, but some people found it really confronting and really strange. And there's always the element of weirdness that comes to these performances as well. Is it something you're excited about or worried about, how people might read it?
It's so funny that you say that, because just before we got on this call, we were talking about, like, you know, oh, what was your favorite one? What was your favorite one? That one was my favorite one. I couldn't pull the guy's name, and I had to look it up because I thought you might ask this question. But just the way he made it into basically a psychological thriller horror movie of a track.
For anyone who wants to revisit that, all the videos of past Silver Scroll Awards are on the APRA YouTube, so you can actually go back and watch that clip, and it's well worth seeing, because it is quite amazing to see that song reinterpreted.
Totally.
Yeah.
Anybody who maybe was lucky enough to go see Ron Gallipoli's operetta that he performed a couple of weeks ago will understand the vibe already. But yeah, pretty incredible version. As songwriters yourselves, how have you thought about, you know, obviously constructing a song is actually quite a difficult process. You know, there's a lot of discussion about waiting to be inspired or whatever, but actually the mahi of making a song and making it work in a way that connects with people is really quite laborious sometimes. How do you guys think about it for your own work, and then how has that fed into when you've been doing this curation process?
Well, we draw inspiration from other songs all the time. I think that's how we try to get better as songwriters, is by basically studying other people's songs. For a while I was trying to learn like a song a week just to kind of you know, but that dropped off. that has been another cool thing about doing this awards show, is getting to really dig inside these brilliant songs that have been nominated. And get to sort of think about the nuts and bolts of how they would have written the song, you know?
Totally. Have you found anything like surprising or interesting in that process?
Ooh.
So many things, I'm sure, probably.
Yeah, I definitely, I know always with Liz's songs, the Beth songs, I always hear her music and think, oh, that's something really unexpected, like little bits that she's put in before the chorus, or you know, little odd little pre-choruses that is something that I would never think of, but is just so wonderful. That's one that definitely comes to mind. Do you have any feedback?
Well, and also just, you know, with that song, I don't know how much I had really clocked the lyrics.
In
thinking about these songs, it's not often that I anyway, sit down to, like, read the lyrics of a song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting because music is usually the thing that grabs you first. You know, if you like the sound of a song, you'll probably come back to it. And then it's in that coming back that you maybe start to unravel the story or what it is that the songwriter is trying to tell you. And it can be a really surprising process, perhaps.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the Hall of Famer this year, who has been announced, so this isn't a secret, is Don McGlashan. And we did a really deep dive on Don's past career.
Gosh, how long did that take you? This is like, so you could just listen probably to Don McGlashan's discography nonstop and it would take you a few years, I reckon.
It was definitely a solid 2 weeks. I know, I'm going to say 2 weeks.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, yeah, so much brilliant music. And honestly, that was like going to school in itself.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, yeah, totally. That must be really exciting as well. There's a different weight, I imagine, that also comes with when you're celebrating these Hall of Fame artists, because their music has really tried and true created a place in the kind of Aotearoa lexicon of music and the way we think about stories about ourselves through music. There must be a wee bit of a weight or a pressure perhaps to approaching that. Did you find it daunting or exciting, or what was that like?
It was a little bit of pressure. Like, number one, obviously all his fans wanting to make sure that we do right by them, and then also by Don himself.
Yeah, totally. Very exciting. Very, very cool. I'm so excited for the Scrolls next week. It is going to be a really special evening. It is all happening on Wednesday, the 4th of October. And got any, little clues to leave us or things that we should keep our ears and eyes out for, stuff that you're excited for?
Oh, I mean, gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what I could possibly even...
I'm super excited for the finale song.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm super excited for
I'm excited for the whole thing.
I'm excited for the whole thing. And I think, is it live streamed? It's definitely.
I believe it is.
Yeah. So for people that can't come along, definitely
tune in.
Live stream it.
Yeah, tune in and watch. There's going to be some incredible performances. Thank you so much, Fen and Steph, for speaking with us this morning. We're going to listen to one of your own tracks now. This is Never Have I. Thank you for your time and very excited to see what you've been cooking up next week.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks so much for having us, Rachel.
See ya.
Never have I took acid. Never have I owned a dog. Never have I run a red light. Never met with God. Never have I shoplifted, never not paid tax, never tried hypnotherapy, there's no way I could relax. Never do I turn around when someone's calling out or yelling out at me. And I don't answer the phone if I don't know the number that is calling me. Never have I owned a surfboard, cause I don't plan to drown at sea. Never have I been cared for the way that you care for me. You open my heart, but I'm afraid to love. You've been asking your friends, is he cool? Will it hurt me? There's normally no question. I throw up all defenses, but I'm trying to change, trying to change. Never have I been skydiving from a high height, I would die.
Never have I.
Never have I owned a motorbike, I wouldn't like to take that risk.
Never have I.
Never have I asked my dad to talk about his feelings openly.
Never have I.
Never have I been swimming in the dark, I'm afraid of sharks. Never, never have I liked Oasis. Maybe Wonderwall. Never bet on the races, or really anything at all. I'm afraid of taking chances, cause I'm afraid of death. I'm afraid of my heart pounding when I'm near you, I can't breathe. You open my heart, but I'm afraid to love. You've been asking your friends, is he cool or will it hurt me? There's normally no question, I throw up all defenses. But I'm trying to change, just trying to change. Cause I'm out of touch, I'm missing.
missing half the basics. I'm hoping that you stick around long enough. Be patient with me while I work through the reasons why it's okay to be loved, to be loved. Never have I liked horses. They can kick you in the head. Never have I liked pumpernickel. That's the worst type of bread. Never have I walked alone to the beach at night, I'm too frightened. Never have I asked Joel for my Prince DVD that he stole. Never have I wound down my car window and yelled at a stranger. Never have I shaved my head, I think I look like a watermelon. Never have I walked as fast as I do when I'm walking to meet you. Open my heart, but I'm afraid to love you. Been asking your friends, is he cool or will he hurt me? There's normally no question. I throw up both defenses. Now I'm trying to change, just trying to change. Cause I'm out of touch, I'm missing half the basics. Been hoping that you stick around long enough. Be patient with me while I work through the reasons why it's okay to be loved, to be loved.
Never have I ever been on Tinder. Your feelings about that either way, because you don't know what you don't know.
Never have I ever punched someone, which I know makes me sound like a really good person, but really I'm always scared.
Because I'm terrified.
Never have I spotted an alligator.
Because no one ever have I spotted an alligator. I always think it's too easy.
I brought a marathon.
Never have I used a
toothbrush. Never have I been in a song called Never Have I. Have I now?
That is Lips with Never Have I. Fen and Steph are the brains behind the musical direction for the Silver Scroll Awards this year, which is happening next Wednesday, this time next week. Well, not exactly this time, the evening of this day next week. Very convoluted way of saying that. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing what they have been working on. Thank you again to Steph and Fen for speaking with us this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.